CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Maintaining his innocence, a former Nevada elected official has been sentenced to at least 28 years in prison for murder.
I did not kill Mr. Gurney.
Robert Tellis tells a court he did not kill Las Vegas newspaper reporter Jeff Gurman, who had written stories on him.
Unfortunately, the people who should be held responsible, who should be brought to justice, the chances of that happening now, right this minute, are slim to none.
Tellis was convicted of the 2022 crime earlier this year. The presidential candidates spread their wings. CBS's Jake Rosen says Donald Trump reaches out to Latino voters today in a TV town hall.
The Trump campaign feels really good about where they stand with Latino voters, only needing to peel back some in states like Florida, where this is being taped, but also Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Same as what we saw yesterday with a Fox News town hall with women in Georgia, trying to peel around those margins, women in a state that Trump needs to win, a group that Donald Trump is not doing well in, and a group that he needs to improve in the home stretch.
And Kamala Harris tries to appeal to moderate Republicans in Pennsylvania. CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
Vice President Harris will be joined by several Republicans on stage, and this is as she tries to court Republican voters from moderate Republicans to Republicans who have turned against former President Donald Trump and who are not necessarily favoring his policies or his personality per se, and therefore they're looking for another alternative. And all of this is part of the Harris's campaign's efforts to do outreach to these communities, especially in suburban areas.
The Federal Trade Commission has released a final version of its click-to-cancel measure.
The rule bars businesses from making people jump through endless hoops to cancel recurring payments. It requires retailers, gyms, and other businesses to get a consumer's consent for memberships, subscriptions, auto renewals, and free trials that convert to paid memberships. The FTC says the number of complaints it gets about recurring subscriptions has been steadily increasing for 5 years. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Later today, Rosie O'Donnell and relatives of Eric and Lyle Menendez are due to call for their release more than 3 decades after they were sent to prison for the murder of their parents. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Nearly 24 relatives are set to hold a news conference today in the continuing fight to free the two. O'Donnell has been critical of a recent Netflix series about the brothers, who are serving life terms for the 1989 murders of their parents. Prosecutors are reviewing the case after new evidence emerged that could help the brothers.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 257 points, the S&P is up 16, and the NASDAQ is trading a bit lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council got back to work and unanimously appointed a new 14th District Alder last night. Marlo Harmon will fill the seat until April. A Racine man will spend 8 years in prison for a fatal hit and run in December of 2022. The judge also ordered 7 years of extended supervision following Sean Shelton's prison term. A 19-year-old Racine native attending Kent State University died after falling from an apartment building roof. Police suspect alcohol may have been a factor in Jaden Breisky's death. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has renamed a section of a highway to honor John Hewitt. Highway 311, a.k.a. Hewitt Memorial Drive, pays tribute to the village trustee that passed recently after nearly 20 years of service. 311 is just east of the interstate between Braun and KR. Racine County is hosting a dinner event at Infocino's Banquet Hall tomorrow night. It's meant as a means to provide information about foster care. And U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is campaigning in Oak Creek today. He'll be joined by current U.S. Senators John Barrasso and John Kennedy. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front. front on both sides of the ball. But in a lot of ways, they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky tonight, lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams, I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sound of silence.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Here's Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I see. We'll be right back. Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Okay, hurry, love, no, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time, no matter.
It's WRJN, Diana Ross and Florence Ballard and Mary Wilson. Diana Ross and the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love. I love listening to Florence and Mary in the background there because they really did have beautiful voices. And I just thought made the group extra special. And then nobody cares what I think. So I'm going to shut up now. Actually, we do have for WRJN, we've got today's big deal, which is Warren Eye Care. A couple of times a week we have where it's 50% off. And, you know, if you've got kids in school, and this is usually just like my parents found out in third grade, I couldn't see the board anymore. Or maybe as you're getting older and you find out all of a sudden, I've got astigmatism. I never knew that. Warren Eye Care, they have a $30 gift certificate for only $15. No restrictions on how many you can get, but a gift certificate is good for professional service fees, glasses, or even contact lenses. Warren Eye Care, our big deal of the day. Just go on our website at WRJN.com and click on Big Deals tab, and there it is. Warren's big deal, 50% off today.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super-rich guys like himself. That's trillion, with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Only the lonely.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN, and artist of record, closer than you think, and it's going to be the Monkees with a song so obvious I don't have to say, hey, hey, it's the Monkees, if you get my drift. It'll be 262-634-WRJN, my fifth caller, when I play the Monkees.
Anybody here?
to say congratulations, Steve Masurlian. Hey, I think I got that name, Steve. Steve was my fifth caller for WRJ, an artist of record. He's got an album from this group. I just wanted to play a couple in a row.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together, till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
And local news and timeless history. Yeah, they're back on WRJN. One monkey song is really good, but two monkey songs is great. I hope you agree. Mickey Dolan's still performing, still doing like kind of a monkey's retrospective and having seen him in concert. Mickey still has his voice and it is such a fun show. And he shows personal clips of the guys together. And at the end of it, you think that, you're best buds with Mickey. At least I still do. Steve Masurlian, he's really lucky. He saw Mickey Dolenz when he was still touring with Peter Tork and Davy Jones together doing the Monkees hits years ago at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I remember when they came the last time and I was like, oh, I'll get them next time. And of course, that was it. Then Davy Jones passed away. But Steve, congratulations. He's got himself a Monkees album and he's going to be picking it up from Ray over at Time and Again, Music and Memories and More. And it's at his shop at 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, open Monday through Saturday from 1 to 6. And it is such a cool store. You got to check it out. Tomorrow, our artist of record is going to be Gary Puckett and the Union Gap Band, all right? Because Gary Puckett has a birthday, and that's tomorrow here on WRJN. But right now, we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Most public schools in Wisconsin will get more money from the state this year. The Department of Public Instruction is out with its general state aid figures. Two-thirds of school districts will get more money. A third will get less. In all, Wisconsin is sending about $5.5 billion to local schools. Local clerks say they'll run a free and fair election on November 5th. Brian Hinkle is with the Movement Advancement Project. He says local clerks and states take great care each step of the way.
For many voters, they cast their ballot and that feels like the end of the process. But in reality, that's the first step in a deliberate, specific, and careful process to get the final election results.
Congress adopted new safeguards for the electoral count process after the 2020 presidential election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a new rep in Racine.
Is this unanimous? So with that, we are now going to swear in Marlo Harmon as our 14th District Alderman.
As the council got back to work, Racine City Council President Terry McCarthy made it official last night when the unanimous vote was taken. Marlo Harmon will fill the 14th until April. The position is open following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. A Racine student studying at Kent State University has died after a fall from a building near the university in Ohio. The Akron Beacon Journal reports 19-year-old Jaden Braisky, a Horlick graduate, was with friends on the rooftop of their apartment complex. It's believed he slipped while descending back down. Police say alcohol may have been a factor. No charges have been filed. A Racine County road has a new name. In a tribute to the late Mount Pleasant Village trustee John Hewitt, the village board voted to rename a section of Highway 311 as Hewitt Memorial Drive. The renamed road, just east of I-94 between Braun and KR, commemorates Hewitt's almost 20 years of service as a village trustee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky, tonight lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees. WRJN.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. And at its stroll, it's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there. Seems to be without a friendly face, a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no promises, they're not unkind, just hard to find. One look at you, and I know that I could learn to live without the rest. I've found the best when there's no getting over that rainbow, when my smallest of dreams won't.
Karen Carpenter with that beautiful voice. WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits. Local News. Timeless, it's right here, WRJN. OJ's Love Train. I always think of that song right when it gets to the beginning of summer, because we were down in Naples, Florida. Actually, it was a long time ago now. It's like, yeah, just a few years ago. No, long time ago, down in Naples. And that's the song they play when summer starts up there, because that's when all the snowbirds go home. Are you listening, snowbird living right now in Wisconsin, thinking about going down there? Yeah. Well, actually, with all the hurricanes, that you might be just wait a few more weeks up here, okay? But anyway, I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with him. We're passing it off to Kurt Vohman pretty quick. He's going to step in a second and let us know what is going on in the show. But a couple things to remember. Today was Boss's Day. If you're surprised, you're just hearing this for the first time. Oops. All righty. But just so you know, maybe you can give him a belated Boss's. Is there such a thing as a belated Boss's Day card? In my case, there's going to be. But also Saturday, it's Sweetest Day. I'm telling you guys, so you don't get in trouble on Saturday, who's your buddy?
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a care credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are back on the road to face Northwestern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Hey,
Let's Hiss right here on WRJN. With me right now is my good buddy Kurt Vollman. What's on your show today?
Hey, Cindy. Yeah, coming up on the show today, we're going to make you decide $1 million or your pet. Which do you want?
Pet.
And we're going to decide once and for all on a bottle of wine, what's better, a cork or a screw cap? That's all coming up on the show this afternoon. But after the news, Cindy, we've got the Dave Clark Five.
All right. Thank you so much, Kurt, as we join the music for the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way wanna leave her now.
And timeless hits right here at WRJ. And you have a great afternoon. Kurt Vollman is next. CBS National News. Stuart J. Waddles and Mike Clemens are next.
Don't move.